U-boat captains. You're bored.
We can chase each other around the Mercy D.
Yeah.
Then we can fire our missiles.
Rig for silent running.
What are you two doing down here?
Hey, is that how they heat the whole school?
Yeah, it's the boiler, and this is the gauge.
All right, you two. If you don't mind, the school day is over. I'd like to lock up.
Hey, and I'd like to go home. I'll drive.
All right.
Principal. Oh, baby. Bring your fan white ass down here. Watch the pipe. It's hot. And I don't mean the heating duct.
Hello, I'm Jerry Blank. 32 years ago, I dropped out of high school and ran away from home. Oh, I made a lot of friends. Did a lot of time. I was a boozer, a user, and a loser. I stole the TV. Did some overtime. But now I'm back in school. And though the faces may have changed, the hassles are just the same.
Thanks for sneaking away and secretly meeting me. Look, I better go. And remember, this is our little secret. Oh, and Jerry, could you count to 20 or so before you leave? Thanks.
Wouldn't you like to know? I can't believe you missed Melba's class again. We had a pop quiz. Did we? Are you up to something with Laird?
I don't think you tell. Well, I do. But let's just say that the person with whom I was engaged in a major lip lock with will remain Lairdless.
You and Laird? Laird, the hottest, most popular guy in school?
That's right, Tamla. Right now, it's all pretty hush-hush. We're playing this little romantic game where he pretends I don't even exist. But I'm sure we're going to go public with it real soon.
But you're going to the fall makeup festival together, right?
Well, he hasn't asked me yet, but I'm sure he will.
I'm so happy for you, Jerry. Even though it seems pretty likely you're going to be badly hurt.
Not this time, Nutridge, because I'm blindly in love and mindlessly following my whims, as well as putting all my emotional eggs in one fragile basket.
Just be careful.
I am. Oh, Tammy, I gotta go. Laird wants me to hide in the trunk of his car during lunch.
Is he gonna meet you there?
I don't know. Who cares? I'm in love.
That's it. I'm out of a job.
I don't believe it, Sue. There must be plenty of work for a meat man of your caliber.
You don't understand, Sarah. The meat market has crashed. People don't want meat anymore. We're just going to have to accept it for now. I have no savings, no means to make money, and no desire to do so. So until I either find a job or get sick of living here, I'm just going to hang out.
Well, maybe you could check the want ad.
God damn it, Sarah! I get enough of that crap from my wife when I'm at home. Do I have to hear it here, too?
Monty! Oh, did you do something new with your hair? My family.
That is going to stop right now.
Dear Diary, I'm sorry for all those hateful, racist things I said about you. Everything has changed. I'm in love. This is no crush. I feel like I'm wildly out of control in a toboggan of passion sliding down an icy mountain of lead, headed toward the giant oak tree of denial. I've never been so happy. Something you would never understand, you dirty, dirty Jew diary. Just kidding. Jerry.
Kill too, Chino, because now I have hate. Is there a boy left in his gun for me?
What for you? What for you?
It's okay, you can apply.
Okay, what do you think Shakespeare was trying to say here at the end of West Side Story?
Anybody?
Jerry!
Yes, sir?
Jerry, where is what is left of your mind? At the end of West Side Story, why do the lovers strangle each other?
To prove that love is worth dying for.
No. I think what Shakespeare was getting at is that death is preferable to having your secret relationship revealed.
Is that true?
Well, what do I know about secret relationships, Chip? I'm in a very open, very married relationship with my wife.
See? That's her. Claire.
Picnic in the boiler room. 5 minutes.
Hey, mister, eyes on your own test.
But we're not taking a test.
Well, I can fix that right now. Okay, everybody get out a piece of paper. Aww. Hey, don't get angry with me. Blame Mr. Nosy Eyes here. Okay, question number one. Explain Western history. Be specific. Support your answer. Okay, put your pencils down. Hand in your tests. I'll grade them on their penmanship. Jerry, can I talk to you for a minute? I'm a little concerned about your grades lately. For most of the semester, you've been holding nice and steady at an F. But lately, you've been slipping. You're going to have to pull an A on the midterm just to fail. Is everything okay?
Everything's wonderful.
I don't like the sound of that.
I probably shouldn't be telling you this, but I've been involved in a secret relationship.
Jerry, I don't have time to listen to your dirty little secrets. I've got to get down to the boiler room and grade some papers.
With Lance.
Watch where you're going, you stupid bitch.
Love.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Laird.
What's up?
Nothing much. What's up with you?
Nothing. Thanks for meeting me here.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear about the makeout party?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man. We're hitting the crapper.
You want to go?
Hell yeah. I'll be there in a second.
Look, Jerry, I got to go. I got to go take a dump with my buddies.
That's cool. Larry, when can we tell other people about us?
Jerry, we can't tell any of the guys about this secret.
But why, Larry?
I don't know. It's just, you know, hanging out with the guys is cool. And, you know, having a girlfriend is so gay. Look, I better go. I don't want those guys to start without me.
Okay.
I'll catch you later.
Hey, Jerry. What are you doing?
Oh, Laird says it tickles him or repulses him or something.
How are things going with you two?
Great. I'm meeting him later in this hole he dug for me.
I can't believe he still wants to keep this relationship a secret. That's wrong, Jerry. It's disrespectful. You need to start respecting yourself. Look, Jerry, I'm dating Mr. Burnett, the science teacher, and he's doing the right thing by keeping it very open. Don't let Laird get away with this. I'll see you later.
Hey.
Children.
It's Chuck and Patty. They're my kids. I thought, well, I wasn't working, they could sort of live here for a while.
I don't know if I can support two more children.
This is what love is all about, Sarah! Why can't you understand that? My wife does!
Hey, Stu, you see my
my mother?
Which one? Your real one, your dead one, or the one I have sex with?
Sex with.
I can tell you where she's not. Making dinner for me and my kids!
Nice chat, Sue.
I don't know what to do.
What an odd situation that you, my mother figure, might need the insight of her only fake daughter. Luckily for you, I got nothing to say.
You know, Jerry, it's just that when Sue takes advantage of me, I feel like I'm being taken advantage of.
Because it seems like it would give me the upper hand, I'm going to help you. Stu is disrespecting you. You need to start respecting yourself. Stand up for yourself. Where have I heard those words today? The point is, I have the upper hand.
You're right, Jerry. And thank you. I need to take some action. I want you to move out to make room for Stu's kids.
What?
Hey, you go to the school makeout party?
You kidding me? I wouldn't miss it.
Shaft's so cozy. Speaking of shafts, you going to the makeup party?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to check it out.
But there's going to be a lot of people there. Gosh, I'm not doing anything tonight. Wait a minute. I've got an idea. Want to make out?
Sure.
How about tonight?
I can't. I'm going to a makeout party. Listen, Jerry, I got to go. I'll catch you on the flip side.
Now, isolate each of the vital organs and the neural ganglia. Hey, mister. That fetal pig gave its life so you could learn something. Show a little respect, huh? Hey, honey. Let me show you something.
I heart love.
Now, the chambers of the heart or ventricles can be divided by two, twice.
So, what's happening with Laird? Is he going to go public with you guys?
I'll have you know that Laird invited me to the makeup party tonight.
Jerry, that's great. Mr. Gannett and I will see you there.
Oh, you would have, but I got something better to do.
What?
Oh, I'm getting a colonic. Yeah, getting some soapy water pumped up the old chute. You know, getting rid of that black tar that's been building up in the old pipes. Good times.
Come on, Jerry, pull it off and come. Let everyone see that you're a couple.
Okay, I will.
Who are you taking to the makeout party? Is it human?
I'll have you know that I'm making out with someone real regular.
Who?
I can't tell you.
Right. Because he doesn't exist.
Children to support because I am out of here.
That's not what I'm Stu.
Hello, hello, Mr. Cow. You have got the cowpox, and I am Louis Pasteur, and I have come to inoculate you.
You gotta catch me first.
Oh, Mr. Cow, you come back here. You naughty little cow.
Well, is this my Bunsen burner? I was looking for this.
Laird, what am I doing here?
Shouldn't I be in class?
I don't know.
Well, I'm gonna find out, mister. Jared.
Look, Laird, look, I'm all for anonymous sex, don't get me wrong. I couldn't possibly count the number of steam pipes I've been hiked up against, but, oh, very difficult for me to say.
Oh, this better not be you want to go to that makeout party.
Of course not. Laird, I want to go to that makeout party. Look, I love you, and I want everybody to see us together so I can exploit the situation before you come to your senses.
Look, Jerry, I'm feeling a lot of pressure from you right now. We had a great one-sided relationship going on. I don't know why you'd want to ruin it.
I'm not trying to ruin it. I want to make it better.
Maybe we should stop pretending not to see each other. Start really not seeing each other.
Laird!
Zarlox.
I shouldn't. Maybe for later.
Oh.
Claire left me. I'm sorry. That's terrible.
I'm sorry. Who's Laird?
Laird's my secret boyfriend. He was the fire of my loins. I wanted to make our love public. And he left me.
I understand.
You understand why I'm so upset?
Well, I understand why someone would leave you.
Mm-hmm. Well, Stu left you and Lara left me, so I guess we're in the same boat.
Oh, I prayed this day would never come.
That he would leave you.
That we would have something in common.
I guess you and I have had some bad times together.
Oh, yeah. But we've had some horrible times, too.
Oh.
You know what you and I need, Jerry? We need something to take our minds off of our failed relationships.
I know where there's a make-out party.
Huh? I'm in.
Let's go.
Welcome, ladies, to the semi-annual Black Point Fall Makeout Carnival. Can I get you a couch?
Actually, we're just here to browse.
Maybe you care to partner up. I happen to know plenty of mature, eligible me's.
That's a very kind offer, Principal, but I strongly oppose racial commingling.
I'm with you 100%, except, of course, for my uncontrollable desire for a middle-aged white woman. Enjoy yourself.
Good turnout. A lot of tongue lashing going on.
I know. I think maybe I pushed him too hard. I think I'll give Stu a call.
Don't do it. Respect yourself. Make him come to you. There's Laird. I'm going to go to him.
I can't believe you found me here.
Neither can I. What are you doing here?
Oh, I just came to wallow in other people's happiness. What are you doing here?
I just came to make out with somebody.
Why can't that somebody be me?
I don't see why not. But first, there's something I want to say to you, Sarah. I've been a fool. It's something I should have said a long time ago. Here goes. I'm willing to come back to you as long as nothing changes.
Your pals. This isn't easy for me to say, But unless we make our love public tonight, right now, I'm going to have to keep doing exactly what I've been doing and keep our love a secret. And I mean it.
Sounds good to me. But I thought you were angry at me and everything. What about your self-respect?
I've recently learned something about self-respect. I don't have any.
Hey, Jerry. You want to make out?
Oh, Laird.
Hide in the dumpster. I'll be out later.
I'll be there.
Hi, Jerry. Did you keep your self-respect?
Nope. What about you?
Nope.
But you know what we have that's a lot more important? We both have someone to make out with.
Where are you headed?
I'm getting Larry to the dumpster.
If there's an